All right, so John Lott's coming up here in a second, but let me play this David Muir bite again, because this is from the presidential debate last year where David Muir, legacy media guy ABC, wants to tell President Trump that he's wrong about crime.
All over the world, crime is down. All over the world, except here. Crime here is up and through the roof, despite their fraudulent statements that they made. Crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country.
Yes, of course. And then that was the narrative. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's with us this afternoon. Hi, John. Welcome back. How are you?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
So we've had issues here in St. Louis, and you and I have talked about this a little bit with crime stats, and you know the numbers get fudged quite a bit, and then it makes it look like maybe violent crime is down. You dug into these numbers from the FBI, and you kind of framed this around what David Muir said last week, and you kind of find something that's completely different than the narrative that was offered last summer, and that still gets kind of offered in some of the legacy media.
Right. Look, I mean, there are two measures that the federal government has of crime. They have the FBI data on crimes reported to police, and then they have the Bureau of Justice Statistics data, which tries to measure total crime, both reported and unreported, with something called the National Crime Victimization Data, which surveys about 240,000 people a year. It's really a truly massive survey. And the point is that what most people don't understand is that only about 40% of violent crimes are reported to police. Only about 30% of property crimes are reported to police. Prior to COVID, these two numbers, both the total crime and reported crimes, generally tended to go up and down together. That hasn't been the case since COVID. Since COVID, they've gone in opposite directions. While there's been a slight decline overall in the number of crimes reported to police over the last few years, what you found is that total crime has just soared. I mean, during the Biden administration, we just had data that just came out for the last year of the Biden administration. We had a 59% increase in total violent crime during the Biden administration. That's by far the largest percentage increase that we've ever seen during the 52 years that they've been collecting the data over any four-year period. And, you know, there's a couple obvious reasons for this. One is the fact that whether people are likely to report crimes to the police depends in part on whether they think people are going to be arrested and punished. And arrest rates have plummeted over the last few years. And so some people just don't think it's worthwhile to go and report if nothing's going to happen.
And that might be the case in St. Louis because we've had a pattern for that. And by the way, we can't even get, you know, and this is not a criticism of the cops on the street. I want to make that clear, but we can't even get 911 calls answered in many cases.
Right. Well, and that's the second point to bring up. And that is even when you can get 911 calls answered, things have changed over the last 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years ago, if you called up 911, and we were reporting a violent crime, they would send out a police car and they would take a police report. Now, in many parts of the country, if you call up 911, the first question they'll ask you is the criminal still there?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say no, as will almost always be the case,
right,
the criminal will have already left the scene, they'll say, well, you can come down to the police station and wait in line and you can get a police report filled out. And the problem is that some people who would have previously reported a crime, now you're making it more time-consuming,
right? Exactly,
for them to do it.
Yeah.
And there'll be some people who previously would have reported a crime who aren't going to report it now. And calling up 911 doesn't count as a reported crime. You actually have to have a police report filled out.
So the other couple other factors here that play into the FBI data being distorted is you have some cities, and I think that this happened here in St. Louis with Kim Gardner. You have the DA's office downgrading a lot of felonies, and that happens. You know, look, people get plea deals made, but there is a significant number downgraded to misdemeanors, and it doesn't really balance out with the less, you know, serious felonies, I guess. You even report that Chicago has labeled some murders as death investigations rather than homicides. What does that do to the numbers?
Right. So there are a couple things here just to separate them out. Right. You often have prosecutors making plea deals and other things in order, you know, based on the strength of the evidence or what have you. But what gets into the FBI data is the original police reports. And what's happened in a number of places is that prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in Manhattan are just refusing to prosecute criminals for, let's say, firearms offenses. What can make the difference between a felony, which is an aggravated assault, and a simple assault, which is a misdemeanor, and those simple assaults don't get counted in the FBI data, is whether a weapon was used. If a weapon was used, then it'll be classified as a felony and aggravated assault. Now, the prosecutors don't want to kind of bite the bullet on reducing everything themselves. And so what they'll do is they'll put a lot of pressure on the police never to record a firearms being used in the assault to begin with. And so that affects the crime numbers. And of course, we've had situations like in D.C. recently where it's come to light that a number of police officers over many years have filed complaints, actually sworn affidavits, that they were ordered by their superiors when they wrote the initial police report to downgrade it to a misdemeanor, or as you gave the example in Chicago, not even to go and count it as a crime. In D.C., there's a case where someone committed a murder. And the police lieutenant, when he showed up on the scene, ordered the detective to write it down as simply taking somebody to the hospital, which isn't even a crime.
Right, right.
And you know, but the thing is, what's amazing is that police officers have been willing to do this, because when they do this, like this detective who swore out a complaint, he got fired, he got removed, or it may affect their promotions in the future. And so a lot of police officers just go along with this in order to not suffer consequences when they go against the higher ups. And yet they've still been willing to do it.
Yeah. And that's sad. But I mean, from a career perspective, understandable, I suppose.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
And
well, and these poor cops have been up against it here ever since Ferguson too. So I can't even imagine trying to do the job, especially under these circumstances. John, thanks a lot for, putting this into perspective. Obviously, St. Louis is one of those cities that President Trump mentions every once in a while because of the violent rate of crime here. But we appreciate all your work that you always do. Thank you so much for jumping on here.
Well, you can see the drop in crime in Memphis, which isn't too far from you, that they've just had. So, but for doing that, so hopefully they can move into St. Louis too. But yeah. Thank you very much.
Let's hope so. Thank you, John Lott. We got Scott Jennings coming up next.